Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we made it to Tuesday afternoon. Come on, the weekend is almost here, right? Okay, wait a minute. There's the echo here. Wait, I didn't do the mic. I did the screen. Okay, I guess it's the screen. Okay, so listen, we figured out. You hear the echo? All right. There's a mic screen, and then about a half, quarter of an inch away, maybe an eighth of an inch, there's the actual microphone. So, you know I'm a germaphobe, so nothing against Noel Norman, because he's a neat, clean guy. You know, I share an office with him. Covers his mouth when he coughs or sneezes, and, you know, he's not a problem in the office. So, nothing against him. I'm just a germaphobe. So, this has been throughout my career. Whenever I come in the studio, I wipe things down. The mic is one of the things that I wipe down. But every once in a while, we would hear this echo like you're hearing right now, and we couldn't figure out what it was. And people called up with suggestions like the ghost of David Tyree or the ghost of Buddy D or, you know, ghost or gremlins or whatever. And then one guy calls about an hour into the show and he says, do you wipe the mic down? I said, yeah. He said, well, it's probably from that. Well, I thought if I wiped the mic screen down, because the mic screen is not electronically attached to the microphone, and I did not just now wipe the mic down. I just did the screen. So it's about to go away because I didn't do the mic. It's really weird. So I don't know. I guess I'm just going to have to, just be licking the germs off the microphone like everybody else. I think it's going away. It's kind of fading now. That was just so weird. If you weren't with us yesterday, you may have no idea what we're talking about. But you hear that echo? It's so weird. And then we took a break early, and sure enough, the echo went away. So anyway, look, I apologize. My germophobia leads to an echo for the first segment of the show. But, you know, I don't know. It may not be worth it for you, but it's worth it for me. I may have to reconsider that. I'll have to figure out what I can. Maybe I should wipe the mic earlier or something like that, you know. Because I wipe the mic right before I sit down. It should be the first thing I do when I come in the studio. Okay, so it's a Tuesday afternoon. We've got a lot to talk about. Wow, that was some rain this morning, wasn't it? So there's a story of an 18-year-old who committed suicide. I think it was 2014. But his girlfriend is just going to jail now. His girlfriend is going to jail because this guy was in his garage and had the motor running, and he was going to commit suicide. And she texted him and said, you know, go ahead and do it. I mean, stop just talking about it. Just go ahead and do it. And I think she went as far as to say, if you don't do it, you're a loser. Now, I got a text here right away that says, Scoot, what kind of girlfriend tells her boyfriend to kill himself? Well, you know, you're right. But as we all know, girlfriend and the word boyfriend, that's a technical term for people who aren't necessarily on your side, if you know what I mean. So his girlfriend tells him to do it, and he does it. Now, we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I find this an interesting story. She's going to jail for 15 months. Some think that maybe it should be longer. Some think she shouldn't go to jail at all. But we'll get into this later. And while she should not have done that, the other question is, what about personal accountability? I mean, isn't this a time to point out above and beyond the law? Isn't this time to point out how you don't always do what people tell you to do? Because people don't always have your best interest at heart. And even girlfriends and boyfriends sometimes don't have your best interest at heart when they tell you what to do or what not to do. So ultimately, the decision came down to him. But she encouraged him. So was that an accessory to the crime? You see, the echo's going away because it's kind of drying up now. Really, really strange. We'll have to figure. I've got to figure out a way to fight my germs without the echo. But I do want to talk about that this afternoon. Also, the wall. I wrote an op-ed blog about this, the truth about President Trump's call for the wall. And that op-ed blog is on our website, WWL.com. And the question is the wall more about politics or about national security? You may disagree with me on this, but I have reason to believe, and I think I've got some evidence pointing out that it really is more about politics than it is about national security. And I'll explain that to you. You can read the blog. It's on our website at WWL.com. Also, you can always find that in other blogs and things that I've done on the Scoot page, WWL.com. Go to a menu, go to the menu bar at the top, click on menu, click on shows, and then go to the Scoot page. But first up on our show this afternoon, you know, we've talked a lot about this, but now that it's official, I want to spend an hour talking about this. But I don't want to go on about this all afternoon, because then we start to repeat ourselves. So it is official now. The crew of Zulu, in the midst of this raging controversy over blackface, the crew of Zulu has announced it will maintain the tradition, and members, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, all members will wear blackface in the parade, as has been the tradition with Zulu. Do you have a problem with that? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, a question on your wipes. Sometimes when you have new wipes, they have more moisture on them when you get an older... No, see, actually, the new wipes are drier than when you get down toward the bottom of the wipes, because you get down toward the bottom of that. See, I've got that, like, what is this? I've got these Clorox disinfectant wipes, and it comes in a, I would say the radius of this container, it's probably about close to a foot tall, and the radius is, I don't know, maybe four inches or so. Anyway, so it's one of those big bottles of wipes. I don't know. I don't think that's, anyway, thank you for your contributions to our dilemma here on the air. So in the midst of this raging controversy over blackface, the crew of Zulu says, we're going to continue with the tradition. Does that really surprise anybody? And do you agree with that? That is our Blue Runner Foods poll question. You can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And if you want to call our show with your comment or opinion, our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. My opinion is it's fine. I see a difference between Zulu doing it, and even white members doing it in Zulu. I see a difference between that and a white person doing that blackface thing on another occasion. And I know this seems very, very hypocritical to many of you, and I understand that. But again, I look at the process of communication, and we talk about this so often, that the communication itself is partially defined by the person who is communicating the communication, the source, the medium, where the message comes from, sometimes is the message. The same person, think about perception, different anchors can say the exact same thing. And if the anchor is on Fox News, it will be taken one way. If the anchor's on CNN or MSNBC, it will be taken another way. That is the human reality of communication. So with that in mind, Zulu is traditionally a black organization. And it always seemed to me, growing up in New Orleans, that the blackface in Zulu was kind of a mockery of what blacks had to do a long time ago. And remember, the definition of blackface is a white person putting black whatever on their face to appear as a black person. And look, it's not just a black person. It's an exaggerated black person. And quite often, the characters were to make fun of black people. But this was a time when whites had to play the part of blacks on stage because blacks were not even allowed on stage. So to me, blackface and the definition of blackface is representative of the height of racism in America. Now, that's my view. You can have a different view of that. But you know, there are people who want to keep score, and this is a very unfortunate thing that we do in this country. There are people who say, "Well, wait a minute. If they can do this, then why can't I do this?" You know, if Zulu can do blackface, then, you know, you're a white guy. You go, "Well, why can't I do blackface?" Well, again, the difference is where the message is coming from. It's the same with, and we talk about this often, it's the same with, like, the comedians that make fun of people like themselves. If they make fun of somebody totally different from them, sometimes that's not funny. But when their self-deprecating humor is part of the show, then that adds to the comedy. So how do you feel about this? In the midst of the raging controversy over blackface, the crew of Zulu says it will continue to maintain the tradition of all crew members, black, white, whatever, wearing blackface. Is that okay? I'm okay with it. And I understand that it's not hypocritical. If you want to join us, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon. And, you know, here's the question we all ask ourselves. Welcome back to our show. Here's a text that says, "Bravo Zulu, you know who it's not hypocritical to? Smart people." That's true. And here's a text that brings up something that came up late in the show yesterday. And I mean, I love this. The Wayans brothers had a movie called White Chicks, and there's no uproar about that. I mean, really? Am I the only one that can explain the difference between two black guys dressing up as white chicks? Because I didn't see the movie, but I think they're undercover agents. So they're disguising themselves as white chicks. You don't think there's comedy value in that? You don't think that's funny? And that's not, to me, that's not like a white face version of blackface. But I, you know, if you think there's no difference between blackface and a movie called White Chicks, where two black guys go undercover as white chicks, if you think there's no difference, then basically what you're saying is that the path of every white and every black in America has always been equal. That's essentially what you're saying. From Hammond, Jeremy, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
I just wanted to talk about two things. First, the wall. Get that out of the way kind of quick.
Okay.
I truly do believe that, for me, and I think for a good bit of people, that it is not a political thing. Just listening to Dan Crenshaw, the Republican congressman from Texas yesterday, Ethan McAllen and Brownsville talking to the heads of these stations. These are the guys out there seeing it, dealing with it every day, and they're the ones saying that the border wall will work and we need it. I believe their wives and children really do believe it's more than politics, that for their loved ones' safety, this is a real deal for them. Now, turn that microscope to Washington and try and break that down, I believe no matter who you're talking to, almost all of them, it's all political, especially Trump, especially Pelosi. It's all about their name and their reputation. And I think that's the sad part, is that's a real issue that could possibly be saving some of our law enforcement agents' lives is now becoming a political game.
And well, and that's the, and that's
wives
the, that's,
and mothers who are scared, yeah, right now and dealing with this nonsense.
That's the sad thing, Jeremy, is that it seems as if, you know, both parties are guilty of standing up for their party more than being willing to compromise to do the right thing for America. And keeping America great again, making America great again, however you want to phrase that, that is part of the process of compromising. We're not going to make this country great if we don't move on and if we don't compromise on some issues. But neither side wants to compromise. And I think, unfortunately, there are a lot of voters on both sides that don't want their tribe to compromise. They want their tribe to stand hard on what they want.
And I love the concept of caving. You always hear, well, this side caved and the other one worked. Caving used to be called compromise, which was the basis for a democracy to work. The person who, so to speak, caved was the one who was willing to give up a little bit to meet in the middle and make everybody happy. So
well, the
it's
new,
just weird how things have shifted.
The new C word that you're not supposed to say is compromise.
It's true. It's true. But my second thing I wanted to talk about was I'm sorry about that. The second thing I wanted to talk about was Zulu. I am very happy. I think everybody in this city knows that there is nothing negative, no negative connotation to this. I think the whole blackface thing, to an extent, is a little outrageous to me, to be honest. I think I called before where my girlfriend as a kid loved Diana Ross. And as a 9-year-old girl, she wore an afro and painted herself black and dressed like Diana Ross.
Well, see, that doesn't qualify as blackface for me.
Okay. See, now that I've seen, and again, I'm younger, so on social media, not to say you're not, but on social media, I see a lot more people overreacting and going crazy to things like that. You know, girls wanting to dress as Moana and saying my culture is not a costume. To me, that's paying homage to you. And I just like how a lot of people are under a microscope right now. Some people rightfully so, but some people, again, I think it's outrageous. But then you see folks like Jimmy Kimmel, Robert Downey Jr., Jimmy Fallon, all for their skits and movies. I mean, Tropic Thunder, geez. I can't imagine if somebody other than Robert Downey Jr. did that, how, in fact, I don't know how he's not receiving blowback for his role in that movie.
Well, no, he's come up on the show. I didn't see the movie, so I can't really comment directly on his role because I never saw the movie.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was good and done in good taste, and it was funny, and they made a joke about it.
Just putting black on your face does not fit the definition of blackface for me. Now, for some people, it does, because blackface was what white people did because blacks were not allowed on stage to play the part of a black person in a play. And usually it was a black person who was being ridiculed or mocked or made fun of in the play. And that's why I think, you know, Zulu did it in the beginning, because it was kind of a mockery of the old days when blacks could not appear on stage. And so if they have this tradition of blackface and then whites come in and become part of the parade, then of course they're going to be in blackface as well. So I see a difference. And, you know, you might not, and a lot of people don't see the difference, and that's okay, and it's okay for us to have this discussion and have different views.
Absolutely. I like the show, and so I love America.
All right, Jeremy, God bless America. God bless you. Thanks for listening to our show. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, was Gene Wilder funny in blackface in Stir Crazy? I never saw Stir Crazy, but Gene Wilder in the movie, what the name of the movie was, Silver Streak. The movie Silver Streak was a great, funny movie. And he was teaming up with Richard Pryor in the movie. And in order to get by the police, he put black shoe polish on his face. Well, to me, that was not really technically blackface. We're going to continue this conversation. I'm Scoot. Again, if you're on hold, hang on. More of your comments coming up next. I'm Scoot. We're talking about the Zulu tradition of blackface during the Crew of Zulu Parade this year will continue. Do you have a problem with that? Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870, and that is the Blue Runner Foods poll question. Do you agree with the Crew of Zulu doing blackface in the midst of all of this controversy over blackface? Right now, 78% say yes, they agree with the decision. 22% say no, they do not. And you can give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Thibodeau, Tim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Scoot. I've got two particular folks involved here with El Paso, one near and one far. And I just thought it might be informative for some folks. One was my nurse in a sequential treatment. She was born and lived in El Paso 80% of her life and recently is in this area. She simply said, and totally without any real politics, I don't know what the president is talking about. El Paso has never had a problem going across the border either way, and we never had a problem even when the first barriers were put up by Bush. In fact, the crime actually went up slightly and then ticked back down. And El Paso is still one of the third safest cities in the United States, and it's as large as Boston.
Yeah, I've been to El Paso, and I've crossed the border and gone over into to Ciudad Juarez, city of Juarez, right across the border. And it was a lot of fun, and I didn't feel any threat whatsoever. And when the president said that in the State of the Union address, that El Paso was one of the worst, one of the most dangerous cities in America. I've been in this business a long time, Tim, and so we tend to be on top of the news about what city's the most dangerous city, and sometimes it's New Orleans, and sometimes it's Chicago, and sometimes it's D.C., and it's different cities.
Exactly.
But usually the same cities are up there, but El Paso never came close to ever being part of that conversation. So, you know, was the president making that up to enhance his call for a wall?
Well, two quick things here, Scoot. Number two, I know someone who has worked for Beto O'Rourke, and he said exactly the same thing about his upbringing in El Paso. And then, of course, last night I heard, and it was on your news and everything else, the president directly say, I have listened to the mayor and others in El Paso who drafted a 13-point resolution against him, and I don't give a crap. And that's almost an exact quote. So when you've got that kind of situation, I don't think you can do much, but I know people in El Paso who do and will.
Well, the sad thing, Tim, and this is where we are. We're going to discuss this next hour. I only want to have this blackface conversation for the first hour of the show, so we're going to get more into this in the next hour. But I have some evidence that really does indicate that the wall is more about politics than it is about national security. So that's coming up in the next hour. The Scoot Report, we've got a lively conversation, a heated conversation going on right now on Facebook. The Scoot Report is about the Zulu decision to continue their tradition, and I never thought they wouldn't, of doing blackface in their Mardi Gras parade. You can be part of that conversation going on live on Facebook right now, WWL Radio. From Slidell, Mike, welcome to our show.
Hey, old buddy, you know, I agree with you back in the old times, the old movies that me and you grew up with. They had, mixture of people, and I didn't think nothing of it. But like I think today, you know, they got these people just got to bring up stuff from whatever reason. But what was unusual to me, I told you, buddy, I was looking at National Geographic magazine, and they were showing Bible pictures of scripture and stuff. And I seen this picture that was unusual to me. It was a golden Bible, a holy Bible, and down at the bottom it had imprinted on that Negro slaves that come from British West Indies. And, you know, I'm wondering, why would they put that on a Bible?
Well, I don't know. When was that put on the Bible?
Back in 1800s,
okay.
I guess. It's just old stuff.
Yeah, times change.
Yeah, sure, sir. We all enjoy that old Mardi Gras coming up.
All right, Mike. We're going to do what we can to enjoy it. Try to enjoy it every year. I love when people say, are you ready for Mardi Gras? I mean, honestly, how do you get ready for Mardi Gras? I mean, you start to hit the gym, you know, you get all ramped up. Do you start drinking more so you can build up your tolerance to alcohol before Mardi Gras? I mean, when people say, are you ready for Mardi Gras? It's like, do we go into training? You know, we should spend an afternoon actually talking about that. Mike from Metairie, welcome to the show.
Afternoon. How are you, Scoot?
Yeah, good.
On the blackface, context matters. You know, if you're dressing up as a costume or in a parade, or you're taking a picture in blackface next to a person in a KKK outfit, I think context matters. And I think the problem we're having, I'm listening to a lot of callers and people on Facebook, is that typically it's just no different than when the N-word, you know, not too long ago started becoming an issue where people said, well, how come a black comedian can say it or somebody else can say it? It's about control and ownership. And this is just one of those other issues where I think white America majority is now a little bit up in arms and saying, well, why is it okay for Robert Downey Jr. to do it? And why is it okay? Well, it's not for you to decide. It's for black people to decide. And I think part of the issue that people are having is that this is another example of them taking ownership to what's offensive and then holding white America responsible for some of the things that they've done in the past, and nobody likes it.
So you know, Mike, I noticed this about I don't know, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago. I started to notice, you know, among the, I don't know, I hate to call them hipsters, but among that crowd, you know, whether they're hipsters or not, the younger hip crowd in New Orleans and elsewhere, I noticed black females who were young and part of that crowd, I saw them starting to wear what looked like the headdress or wear scarves the way that domestic help used to wear scarves and the way that black women mm-hmm. wore scarves even in the days of slavery. And I thought, well, yes, this is a way of taking ownership of that and not letting it sting anymore. We'll make this part of our fashion.
And I think white America doesn't like the fact that they get to lose control on what is offensive or not. And on a quick lighter note, with blackface and the wall and all this depressing news, I know you're of the generation and tend to be a Beatles fan. Did you happen to see the trailer for the new movie Yesterday yet?
No, I haven't.
You need to look that up. It'll okay. definitely brighten your day. It looks like I've been waiting for a long time for a good Beatles movie. And if you take a peek at it, the trailer's coming up. I think it's coming in the summer. I think you'll be looking forward okay. to going to see it. Just take a peek at it. You'll enjoy it.
Mike, I appreciate that. I will do it. So there's some controversy now with Katy Perry for promoting blackface. Two of her designs have been taken off the shelves because they promote racist imagery. Katy Perry's clothing brand, Rue Face Slip-On Loafers and Aura Face Block Heel Sandals, are being criticized as being racist, like blackface. We've got that story on our Facebook page right now, WWL Radio, so take a look at that. Also check out the Scoop Report and get involved in that conversation while you're there. We'll be right back on WWL. And that's one of the big problems, people just being misunderstood. The crew of Zulu says, hey, even with this raging controversy about blackface, we're still going to have blackface, and yeah, there are going to be some whites in our parade. And they're going to wear blackface as well. Here is a text that says, Scoot, is it okay for blacks to call whites honky? Racism seems to be a one-way street. Here we go again with keeping score.
Well, you know, hey, if you can call us honky, then we can call you the N-word, okay?
Seriously? Really? That's your argument? That would say that you believe that the history of whites in America is the same as the history of blacks in America. And if you think that's the case, it's not even worth it for me to try to explain the difference between honky and the N-word. From New Orleans, Henry, you're on WWL.
Hey, yeah, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm okay.
Yeah, just to kind of, you know, take into perspective, you know, especially with the guy Mike you had on earlier, I really like what he was saying, because when you think about it, truth be told, you know, and this is for all of you, you know, the white listeners, the white people do not get to define what racism is. And the reason why is because they've never been affected by racism, so they don't necessarily know what it feels like. And when you think about, you know, how black people have been treated in this country, and you look at people that feel it's okay to continue to mock us and to mock our culture and to mock our race and our skin color, that is not appropriate. You know, that it's the only time I believe that, like the people on the Zulu float, I wouldn't be so quick to accuse them of racism, because, you know, black people are participating with them. And I feel like, you know, it's more like a unified type of thing with them. But most white people who are racist don't want to have anything to do with black.
Well, I would say that's true, Henry. I mean, I have to get to a break. We could go on hours with some of the things that you brought up. Look, the origin of racism in this country is a judgment of blacks. But today there are forms of racism against whites as well. I mean, I understand that. And then you've got these two police officers 25 years ago, and photographs have surfaced of two white officers in Baton Rouge who dressed as black men, but it was part of an undercover narcotics sting. I don't consider that to be blackface. That does not fit the definition of blackface, even though technically the face is black. It doesn't fit the definition of blackface. In the same way that if I pick a black person and specifically imitate that person by putting black color on my face, that's not blackface. And I know a lot of you disagree, and that's okay. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, look, should we not be able to say, play that funky music, white boy? Look, I love this text. If you've just listened to what I was talking about going into the break, you're gonna find this text as humorous as I do. The text reads, Scoot, you just proved that you are flat out a 100% N lover, but the word is spelled out. You are the kind of weak white Democrat that believes blacks can't be racist. I just covered that. I don't mind if you criticize me, but don't show your ignorance by criticizing something I did not say or did not do. That's the problem with America today. That's one of the things that makes this job frustrating. I mean, I love my job. I love what I do. I mean, I don't let those people, I don't do the show for those people. I do the show for the rest of you guys. But it's amazing that people want to criticize, and they criticize things that you didn't even really say. Okay, I'm going to end this conversation now. We've talked about this a lot. I'm sure it will come up again sometime, but the official word is Zulu is going to continue with the tradition of blackface, even in the midst of this controversy over blackface, and I'm okay with that. That conversation continues live on the Scoot Report. It is on our Facebook page right now, WWL Radio. Go there on Facebook, and you can be part of that conversation. Maybe in the last hour, I'll read some of your comments. But I want to talk about something that really isn't controversial at all, and that is the truth about the battle over the wall. The truth to me is so obvious, but there are those who are not willing to accept the truth. So is there a compromise? What does the compromise mean? And I think I have some evidence that indicates that this really is more about politics than national security. We'll talk about that next. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.